Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's time for the Clips of the Week. And we're going to kick off with Mark Saggers last Sunday crossing to the sporting event that dominated the weekend and was on everyone's lips.
Terrific celebrations going on at the Cup in Europe.
Yeah, that's it.
The Cup in Europe.
The Cup of Europe. Yeah, well, he was right, ultimately.
It's true. Talking of the golf, here's Rupert Bell discussing Europe captain Thomas Bjorn.
I mean, he's got a... And by his own admission, he's got a had a bit of a temper and he could throw his toys out with the bathwater.
Yeah, well, throw your toys out with the bathwater.
It's better than throwing the baby out of the pram.
It certainly is. It certainly is, Andy, yeah. And we were very surprised to hear Alan Brazil say this on Breakfast.
Billing, no mates. Liverpool legend Graham Souness coming up next.
No need for that.
Quite popular,
they all liked him. I think that may have been taken slightly out of context if Graham's listening. So, what's next then?
It's a caller to drive.
What I'm saying is he worth sticking into England? Because I think he will end up being an escape goat.
Quite like the idea of an escape goat. You find yourself in a little bit of a tricky situation. You whistle, here comes Billy. You jump on, and you're away. Yeah. What about the old escape goat?
A getaway goat.
A getaway goat. Now we think Sam Matterface and Stuart Pearce may just have got a little bit bored during Hoffenheim versus Manchester City on Tuesday.
Bauman, who looks a little bit like Ryan Gosling from that film where they all do the singing. He a bit La La Land. Is that right? Yeah, good film. Haven't seen it.
Yeah, okay, nice. Same again, was it? Half a lager. A little chat about the movies.
And he may have only been in the country for less than a week, but the Sri Lankans have clearly fallen in love with our cricket correspondent, John Norman.
And England are still chasing victory in their first warm-up match in Sri Lanka. With the latest, here's John Norman.
That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it lovely that they give him a round of applause? Just a mention of his name.
He does insist, though, John, everywhere. It's in his contract.
Yeah, when
he
comes, he's got his rider, isn't he? Walks in, they say, Mr. John Norman.
We all start
the
applauding.
Chairman of the board. So, Big Alan again, who's clearly not a fan of overseas players.
That's what squads are for, Danny, isn't it? You know, big nights when you've one or two out, OK, don't worry about it. We've got another couple of internationals to come off the bench.
International scum off the bench?
A bit harsh, isn't
it? Oh, hang on. Internationals come off the bench.
Oh, I see.
International scum off the bench, Al. That's pushing it a little bit, I would think.
Here's our man on the South Coast, Alex Crook, chatting about Callum Wilson.
Danny Welbeck keeps getting picked, even though he doesn't play regularly for Arsenal. There is a chance for someone like Callum to go and grab the ball by the haunches and...
Grab the ball, but at the other end.
That's right. Well, Alex used to work at Smithfield Meat Market.
I think he probably
That's the way he
did.
Looks at it.
But if you had a choice, if you can get the horns or the haunches, I'm going haunches, aren't you? Really?
I'm going haunches every time.
It's haunches all day. Yeah. So, this
As
is...
they say in Pamploma.
That's right. This is Midlands legend Tom Ross reporting from Villa versus Preston.
Red card, and it's Jack Chester, the captain and their best defender all season, has been given his marching orders. Red card, Jack Lester, off he goes. Jack Chester, of course, it's James Chester.
Or is it Jack Lester?
Well, James Lester.
James Chester, Jack Lester, you've got to have a system.
I got very confused.
I did, that's right.
It's Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues, midway through an anecdote.
One of the rooms had been, there'd been a burst pipe and a flooding or something. And I'm just thinking while I'm telling this story, the punchline, I'm bound to end up on Clips of the Week for this, but I don't care because it's a good story and it's a true one. But as we checked in, the guy on reception embarrassingly told us, I'm very sorry, but you know, you're going to have to share a room. And I said, that's all right, don't worry. I've always wanted to sleep with the world champion.
No, didn't quite make it, Nigel, I'm afraid. Maybe next week.
Very harsh.
Yeah. And here's the great Kevin Keegan on Jim White's show.
Tough old league, but they're definitely... I think everyone would have them as second favourites to Manchester City.
Kevin, I can't talk to you.
It's going to make it difficult, really, to get the interview done. Really. You just carry on. I can't talk to you. I can't look at you.
Now,
it was a very good interview, by the way. They're going to play some in Drive. It was a good chat. Listen, Newcastle fans will love it.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Stuart Pearce now, watching Chelsea versus Liverpool and clearly impressed by the new Blues goalkeeper.
Dropped a shoulder, and as he was sliding, the ball getting away from him, he's stretching but got his shot away. And a wonderful save by Alonso Balada.
Sorry, Stu. What was that?
Alonso Balada.
I think he'd had a drink, hadn't he? Anyway, of course, there is a definitive way say that. So where do you go? There's only one man you turn to if you want the definitive pronunciation of anything, of course, here on TalkSport.
So to take part late on the show, answer this question. Which team did Chelsea goalkeeper... give us a break, will you? Kepa... Aprazabalaga.
Anything with lager in it, Alan doesn't mind. He'll give it a crack, won't he?
Honestly, Sales, if you're listening, if you're going to give Alan a question, don't give him one with
just
him
like Kepa.
That.
Kepa for short.
Or make it about Alisson, the Liverpool keeper.
We need the clips. We need the clips.
Oh, that's so true. No, keep doing it.
Keep doing it, Anyway, thank you to everybody who suggested clips that were played. There were Mickey Smith, Joe Maroney, Ruthless.
Oh, good old Ruthless.
Andy Harris, Tony Gordon... Phil Richardson, Arnold Anderson, Sean Nolan, Chris Morton, Roger in Durham, David Clark, Glyn Berrington, and Dinah Saw. Grow up. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it into TalkSport.com/AgentJ. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHandJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it, so we have the opportunity to listen back. And if it makes the final cut, then you will get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.